This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and by Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, and for whatever reason you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us right now, the professor of politics, hour number one, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle. Oh, we lost Kyle. All right, Kyle, you'll have to call back. For some reason, we lost you there. But anyway, joining us, he'll be right back here in a minute, I'm sure. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, it is a great night to be around. I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance right now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. So I think we got Kyle back. You there? You're not there. All right. Well, hang on, Kyle. We'll have to work on that in a minute. But anyway, I want to start tonight with the president. He had a press conference today. And he gave the COVID virus scenario today for all that were there. And the thing of it is the way he projected everything was pretty neat. We heard about the vaccine from Pfizer and the fact that it would be coming out sooner rather than later. All of that is good, really good, and it's going to turn out to be something a whole lot better than what we actually think it's going to be, because fortunately for us here on our end, it's going to work, and we're going to have a vaccine, it looks like, next month, the last month that he'll be in office if he isn't reelected president. And right now it's looking a little bleak, I got to tell you. But being realistic about it, we'll see what happens. There's still some things that could happen, but they gave up on Arizona yesterday. Probably most of you know that. So that's another one that he can't win. He's got to literally run the table and flip a state somewhere along the line, whether it's Michigan or Minnesota. He's got to flip a state in there to wind up winning re-election. Now, the president also said something else. I've got a whole bunch of friends of mine that are in the nation's capital today, and they are there for the really good thing out there, which happens to be the million man. They're calling it the Million Man March. Now, will it be a million men and women? I don't know. I don't think so. But I'm sure they'll have a bunch of people there to boot. And we'll see how all that plays out. Also, with everything that is transpiring in Washington, D.C., it's going to be next weekend. They're going to have another march on Saturday, so they'll have one to follow up with what they got going on today as well. And it's going to be rather interesting, to say the least. I can't wait to see what happens and how this all plays out and how the media actually reports on it. Now, the president did say yesterday, he said it's heartwarming to see all the tremendous support out there, especially the organic rallies that are springing up all over the country, which is true. They are. And, again, we'll get to that and then some. And we'll have to see where we go with all of this, because it's going to be an enlightening experience, to say the least. That's all I can tell you when we get around to doing this. And, caller, you hang on there. I'm going to be going to a break here, so I think I know who that is on the line. And, Kyle, you hang on, too. I see you're there right now. I got to flip a switch here to make sure that this works the way it's supposed to. But, anyway, it is all good here on the program. And on the weekend, we do things a little bit differently. It's a three-hour show. So what we do is we start out with some different things rather than what you normally would hear during the week, because it's been a long week, and we've had story after story after story after story out there. By the way, the transition official in the government yesterday said that Biden was going to start receiving national security briefings. They're going to start doing that. And by the way, the other thing is, there have been multiple attacks in the last 24 hours to hack into the COVID-19 researchers' computers. That was reported by Microsoft. That's something that, when we came on the air, they were still getting resolved, if you will. So we'll see how all of that plays out in the grand scheme of things, because again, the bad guys are trying to get information, and, whether it's Russia, whether it's North Korea, whether it's Iran, whoever it is, trying to get information, and they're trying to use all of that information that they would get, they would use it against us, not for us, and it is a very bad scenario. Now, again, the president today probably is going to be at the rally that they're having in Washington, D.C., and when I come back, we'll bring Dan DeMann on the air, who I see is there right now, and we'll bring Kyle Warren in there. So, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And let me tell you, they do a really good job with their product, Relief Factor. I've been taking it going on just about 5 years right now. And simply put, it works for me. It's the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to even lower or eliminate pain, goes right to the source, wherever the pain's at. It's all drug-free, and I have my problem is the swelling in my left ankle and my leg because of the injuries that I sustained at the World Trade Center, and it definitely stops that and helps me, gets rid of the pain, gets rid of the swelling. So if it works for me, I'm sure it'll work for you. Tens of thousands of people have found out. But here's what we do. We send you to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the 3-week quick start, the 1995 3-week quick start, and see if it'll work for you the way that it's worked for me and many, many, many other people. All right, that's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, let's see if we can get Kyle Warren in here. Is that you, Kyle? All right, let's see. That didn't work. So I'll put Kyle Warren back over here, and we'll try this a little different way. Okay, Kyle, can you hear me now? Nope, you can't. I'll be darned. Okay, so let me try it this way. We'll do it one other way here. And good morning, Kyle. Are you there? Nope, he's not. Okay. So I'll have to put him on hold and leave him there and see if I can fix the problem here in a minute. But the situation we have right now is the COVID-19 vaccinations are eventually going to be available free at your neighborhood pharmacy. just like flu shots are now. Now, that's thanks to an agreement announced by the federal health officials this week on Thursday. Many of you didn't hear about that because it kind of slipped under the radar. Now, optimism for an effective vaccine rose this week after news that the flu shot was being developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, now being reported as more than 90% effective. That's going to be a big deal. That's going to be a huge deal, as a matter of fact. And the other thing that we heard this week that should have been blasted from the high heavens and wasn't is that in 2016, real median household income was $62,898, just $257 above its level in 1999. And over the last 3 years, it's grown more than $6,000 to $68,703. Now, that's perhaps why, despite the pandemic, 56% of the U.S. voters polled last month said their families were much better off today than they were 4 years ago. Go figure, right? Go figure. Now, that's all good stuff. And again, it leads one to wonder how come the president couldn't have won in states where he should have won? Now, the campaign just stopped their legal challenge in Arizona, which tells everybody out there that they're not going to contest Arizona. They're going to accept the results that are there. Nevada is right now advantage to Biden by a significant number. I don't see that changing very much. And things have to really turn themselves around because he was, by he, I mean President Trump was given North Carolina yesterday, which added some more numbers to his total. Obviously, Arizona, even though it's about, it's not even a half a point difference between the two of them, with 99% of the vote in, they did, in effect, give that state to Joe Biden. Now, Pennsylvania, with the vote count taking place right now, and by the way, is the Pennsylvania Attorney General actually going to see to it that this is all carried out, being as how she is a Democrat? And, the Secretary of State's a Democrat. The Attorney General's a male. But they've been fighting back and forth as to whether or not they were going to do this. I mean, is that actually going to happen? Well, we'll have to see. Oh, and then one other little thing here. The late ballots in Pennsylvania generated a second legal case over proof of ID. They were not properly verifying the votes that were coming in Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know about you, but how can you possibly do that and get away with it? How can you possibly do that and get away with it? It makes no sense. There's laws, there's legislatures that cast certain ballots or certain laws, and we had a Supreme Court in Pennsylvania that tried to change the rules in midstream. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's next? Good question, right? What's next? And it is what it is, I guess, is all I can say. Now, we obviously, on the weekend, have a lot of different things that are going on. We had a bunch of calls yesterday from Georgia, and then I had a bunch of emails. I mean, I had emails coming from people that appreciated what we did during the week, which was great, and got everything out there. And again, as the Trump campaign dropped the Arizona lawsuit, the Georgia hand tally of the presidential votes began. And this is something that everybody's concerned about. There apparently still aren't enough observers being allowed in to watch and make sure things are being done in an accurate fashion, especially in Pennsylvania. It sounds like there's only one a poll watcher there from the Republican Party to watch 10 different tables from a distance. They're not there on top of the person. They're like maybe 25, 30 feet away, is my understanding, which, again, is all stuff that's not supposed to happen that way. And then we actually had somebody in the Federal Election Commission come out and say, well, this election was the most secure in American history. Really? Is that why in Pennsylvania we found out yesterday that the voting machines were actually live and online on the internet, the actual internet, instead of being in the enclosed system that the government had? Anybody could have gotten into those machines and changed them had they known what to do. A hacker could have gone in there and done what may or may not have been done, and that was change the vote tallies around. We found that out yesterday. Didn't know it to begin with, but all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, there it was. And Ron Edwards, I was on his show yesterday afternoon. Ron Edwards and I talked about the fact that in Michigan, there's reports of a lot of hanky-panky going on up there, too. But are they going to be able to do anything about it? We don't know. And then, of course, there's CNN. The gift that keeps on giving. And the deal with CNN is we heard yesterday that the parent company, AT&T, is in the hole some $150 billion. That's how deep in debt they are. And they're losing money hand over fist with CNN. Now, CNN is apparently either up for sale or going up for sale. They're going to try to get $200 billion for it while they can. And apparently the person that they're talking to, one of the very few people that would have enough money to buy it, is Jeff Bezos. Now, what he's going to do if he buys it, I don't know, but I don't think it'll get any better. I don't think it'll get any better. So CNN, technically, is financially on its last legs. And no one should be surprised with that, with the way things have been reported, especially the way they've done things over there. Now, we're getting ready to take another break. I'm going to go into the other studio here in a minute and see what I can do about this system I got. But don't go anywhere, because we will be coming back with a lot more here on the program. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. So I shall return, as they say in the business.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration, so we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico. Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving me money for going on 15 years, and they can save you money, too. All you got to do is go over to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to report to get a price comparison. All you got to do is type in your zip code, and the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV, they can do all of that. Plus, if you've got homeowners or renter's insurance, they can certainly cover that for you, too, and they'd be more than happy to give you a cost comparison, because if you bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance with your vehicle, you will save a boatload of money. It's just that simple. So go over there and check them out and see what you can do. All right, I'm going to try this again. Let's see if we got Kyle Warren on the line. Are you there, sir? Okay. He's there, but I can't get him on the line, so something screwy's going on. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State came out and said that they would not order a recount there, similar to what's going on in Georgia. Well, I submit to you that they wouldn't have any choice if a federal judge said you must do a hand recount because of the closeness of the race. It's kind of odd that you get all these Democrats when they converge or do whatever it is they're doing, and they just can't seem to understand that the law is the law, the rules are the rules. So with all of that being said, how do you not get the fact that you can't just turn around and make the rules up as you go? It just does not work that way. And again, Kyle, are you there right now? All right. I tried to get him on there again, and it didn't work, so I have to do something different here. But anyway, it's all unique in what's going on here. Now, Alan Dershowitz, the attorney, said that he thinks that Donald Trump will win the lawsuit that he's got going in Pennsylvania, that Pennsylvania will go Donald Trump's way. Obviously, he knows a lot more about that than we do. Now, Joe Biden yesterday was declared the winner in Arizona. The president, President Trump, was down to 11,400 votes, saying that he would win with an audit, but it doesn't sound like as if Arizona wants to do an audit. So that would have taken a lawsuit, and they rescinded their lawsuit. They took the lawsuit back. So I don't know. Kind of sounds like they're throwing in the towel there to me. But then again, what do I know, right? Also, Mark Zuckerberg told his Facebook workers at a meeting in a conference room they had yesterday. He said, Joe Biden is going to be our next president. And, of course, they all started cheering. But that's what Mark Zuckerberg said, the owner of Facebook. And Twitter is boasting that they're slowing down the spread of all the info that's out there on their platform. Some of the things that you think you might be able to send out there, it's not happening. It's not happening. So it becomes something totally different in that good luck with whatever it is you might think that you might be able to do or might not think you might be able to do there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, Dr. Fauci was credited yesterday for saying, now's the time to do what you're told. Okay? I don't know exactly what he was referring to in that, but you can take that for what it's worth. And Georgia, you folks in Georgia, the Georgia Democrat Mr. Warnock, and I believe he's a reverend, was mentored by a radical theologian who railed against satanic whiteness. Of course, Reverend Wright was one of his heroes, the church that Barack Obama went to up there in Chicago. Remember that? He was one of his heroes. Again, this stuff is there if you want to find it. Oh, and the former top Obama advisor, David Plouffe, came out and said something about Breitbart yesterday. He says, if you want to know where the Republicans are headed, just read or watch Breitbart News, and it'll tell you. It'll tell you. Oh, and we did have some interesting news yesterday. The Miami Marlins baseball team became the first major American sports team to have a female general manager. So how about that? The Miami Marlins. Now, that was something that was somewhat odd, but it is what it is. Oh, and out there in La La Land, not to be outdone, Melissa McCarthy and the HBO Max people apologized for a $20,000 donation to a Christian anti-sex trafficking group. They apologized for a donation. Well, it seems to me that's a good cause to give money to, but nope. Their minions said, no, this is not good. You can't do that. And the result was what it was. Unreal. Unreal. All righty. We're coming up here to the end of the segment. And I'm going to do something a little different here during the break. We'll see if we can give one more shot here at bringing Kyle in, but I can't do all this stuff in the middle of stuff here, but that is the way it is. Now, Dick Morris is saying that the Georgia recount is going to be a sham, a hoax, and a fix. Somehow, I don't think I can disagree with him on that, because if Stacey Abrams is involved in that in any manner or shape, that would be the case. Now, I got asked again here just a couple minutes ago. I just saw the message come through. If I would provide the number in Georgia again for the Secretary of State, and I will, if you're having any problems in Georgia. The number there is 404-656-2871. That's for the Georgia Secretary of State's office, if you're having any problems with the election there, with your vote, your ballot, or whatever. 404-656-2871. Now, elsewhere in the country, I'll give you the Trump voter fraud number if you're having any problems anywhere in the country. That number is 888-503-3526. That's 888-503-3526. That's the number for the Trump voter fraud line. So there you go. And again, we'll see if that helps anybody that has to have some things answered. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. All we can do is give it our best shot and see what happens, right? So there you go. Now, again, with everything that's transpiring out there in the world in which we live, we try very hard to get the correct information out to you. And when you send us things, we try to get the information to you as fast as we can. Now, the Pennsylvania court ruling that was issued about the recount and the ballots being set aside, the ones after 8 p.m. on election night, that could help President Trump. And again, Alan Dershowitz says that he believes that the president will win that lawsuit. We'll have to see. Now, Rudy Giuliani said some 623,000 Pennsylvania votes should not count because they can't verify the signatures are from the person that cast the ballot. Now, that makes perfect sense to me. That makes perfect sense to me. But then again, what do you do and how do you do it, right? So we'll see. All right. The music's coming up in my ear. We're going on a break. And when we come back from that break, we'll see what we can do here and get things going. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and it is time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our good friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest to you. Pull out in there and tell them that you were listening to me on the radio. And see if you can't get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, which is what they will do for you, and then join the Drivers Club while you're there, too. In the meantime, let's do a little rooster cruising here.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King like a man. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's a little Rooster Cruising there for you out there, and the Truckers Highway Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot Flying J nearest you. All righty, let me see if I can get Kyle Warren in here. Are you there, Kyle? Are you there, Kyle?
Can you still hear me?
I got you, Kyle. Are you there? All right. Well, somebody hears somebody, but I don't hear him. Doggone it. But anyway, another strong Pacific storm will impact the Northwest this weekend with heavy rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds. Meanwhile, a powerful system is going to exit the west into the central U.S. on Saturday with severe thunderstorms in the mid-Mississippi Valley. High wind warnings for the High Plains. Critical fire weather threats are in the mix here, too, for the south-central High Plains. And it's just going to be a big old mess out there. That's all I can tell you. Now, going out to the West Coast, we do have this storm system coming in Washington State and Oregon right now. And in the higher elevations east of Seattle, Snoqualmie, going over towards the Wenatchee Valley and Yakima, you have got snow in the higher elevations, winter storm warning going on there. You've also got a winter weather advisory for the mountains down below. Let's see, Cabbage and some high winds in the Hood River Valley tonight. Also down into southern Oregon, southeastern Oregon. High winds in, Arizona tonight. And those winds are also up into Nevada. You've got a winter weather advisory in the eastern part of Nevada going over towards Wendover from about Battle Mountain in that in that area. You've got some snow in the California mountains up north of where Kyle's at there. And over in Montana, you've got a winter weather advisory. You've got a winter storm warning just south of Coeur d'Alene. Wyoming has got a lot of wind tonight and a lot of snow, depending on where you're at. If you're coming up out of Salt Lake and climbing east into Wyoming, you're going to have it I-80 all the way over to Rollins. And that storm will be, that snow will be moving further to the east. In addition, the central part of Colorado tonight, some winter weather advisory there, winter storm warning, the Denver area to the north and to the east of Denver, over into, over into Utah, snow around Salt Lake City, higher elevations, winds to the east of Denver going out towards Nebraska, out towards Kansas. In Kansas, I might add tonight, you've got a fire threat advisory. Got winds up in the western part of North Dakota, western part of South Dakota. Down in the state of New Mexico, you've got some winds off to the east of Albuquerque. There is some winter weather in the Rio Doso area tonight, so be advised of that. That's up in the higher elevations. Up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, there's some wintry weather up in there. You've got some rain in the lee shore of Lake Ontario tonight. You've got some flooding still going on the east coast of the country of Virginia, North Carolina, parts of South Carolina, parts of Florida. That's left behind from Etta from the other day. And that's what we got going on right now in terms of the weather. Now, all of that being said, it's an interesting night for man, beast, and everybody else that's out there, I suppose, because we've got quite the scenario when it comes to looking at the weather and the way it's built up. Now, let me try this again. Kyle, are you there by chance? I just heard the phone go click, so he's not there. All right, so it is what it is. All right, well, again, the thing of it is, folks, with all of this out there and with the weather the way that it is and with the storm that went up through there, we actually have another storm that's not going to affect us here, but it is going to come across and it looks like it's going to hit the Central American area down south of Mexico. It's definitely going to be an interesting weekend down there, as we do have this other subtropical system coming across. Now, again, we aren't going to be bothered by it, but we're just putting it out there for the people that might happen to be listening to us down there, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Honduras, because you are going to see this, and it's going to be a hurricane. It's another generic system, if you will, and I'm putting the phone on hold again there, so we'll get that all taken care of the way it is. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and finish up the Rooster Cruisin' song, and I'll be right back after the top of the hour with some news, and we shall return.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Ray's Radio, little song for that left lane, goes like this, come on baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to feed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now, when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control, and that little bitty meter on my radio. Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back. That's when I pull out my clients and I plan the attack. Next time he keys his mic, it's when his final blow, and it burns up his kicker and his radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.